나만다무슨나만다무슨나만다무슨나만다무슨나만다무슨나만다무슨나만다무슨나만다
I'd like to begin my, my talk with a reading from the Nirvana Sutra. This is the sutra that describes the last days of Shakyamuni Buddha. 네, 한 교 から いただきますので、合唱をお願いします。And the Blessed One addressed the bhikkhus, saying, Behold now, bhikkhus, I exhort you. All compounded things, everything of this world, is subject to vanish. Strive with earnestness. This was the last word of the Tathagata.
如来がビクたちに曰く。ビクたちよ。この世の中のすべてのものは、みんなが消えていきます。心を持って励みましょう。これは如来の最後の言葉でした。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。As you can tell, I have a bit of a cold. One of the wonderful things that our children bring home with us from preschool, but Yes, feeling a little better, don't sound so good. So today is a very special service today. If you notice something a little bit different about the shrine here today, that we usually do every Sunday. What's that, Miles?
Flowers.
Flowers, that's right. We have some special flowers up here. We also have this thing in front called the Uchishiki. Uchishiki. So today, that's this decorative cloth, and I'm wearing my special robes because this is a special service. It's a special service. Does anyone know what service it is today? What the special day is today that we're observing? Do you know, Enzo? You're very close. You're very close. It's Nirvana Day. Nirvana Day. So Nirvana Day is the service that we hold. In remembrance, it's kind of a memorial day for Shakyamuni Buddha, for the Buddha. It's the day in which we say the Buddha passed into parinirvana. In simple terms, we could say it's the day that Shakyamuni Buddha died in his human form. So the Buddha, the founder of the Buddhist religion, was a human being. And like all human beings, his life came to an end. That was that message that I read at the beginning, his last words. He's reminding his disciples. Said, everybody, life comes to an end.
まあ、釈迦様が人間でしたから、人間の体で姿を表したので、この人間の体もなくなります。みんなはそうですね。釈迦牟尼仏がそういうふうに最後に言いました。
So I passed around a little, me and McKenna pass around a little picture here. This picture...Can anyone guess what this is a picture of? Yeah? Do you know?
It's a picture of Buddha.
It's a picture of the Buddha, that's right. It's a picture of the Buddha. And what is he doing? What is the Buddha doing in this picture? Yeah, Brayden. He's lying down, right? And this picture is from the time when he died. This is right before he died, right when he's dying. This is the picture of him.So this is a traditional picture of the Buddha. So what are some things that you notice about this picture? What do you see in this picture? Yeah, Enzo, what do you see? All of his disciples are around him. All of his disciples are around him, that's right. And what else do you see? Who else is there? Animals, that's right. There are lots of animals. What kind of animals do you see in this picture? Yeah, what do you see? An elephant, that's right.There is an elephant in this picture, yes. There's a lot of people. That's right, the Buddha's disciples, and there are other people there too. There are other people there too. Look closely, tell me what some of the other animals you see. So you've got an elephant. What's another animal that you see, Enzo? Yeah. A lion. A giraffe? I'm not sure if there's a giraffe in this picture, but there might be. There might be. I don't know. Do they have giraffes in India? Yeah.
A tiger.
Yeah. A deer. Yeah. Dan, what do you see? Okay, there's a cow. There is a horsey, I think, in this picture. Yes? A donkey. That's right. And there are some, there also, if it's, this picture is a little bit small, but you can see maybe there's some insects in there. Enzo, do you see something else?
There's a goat and a mice and a bunny rabbit.
A ghost, mice, bunny rabbits. Yeah, Miles? A rooster. We'll do two more. Raiden?
I see a hippo.
A hippo. Okay. Yeah. A chicken, yep, that's it. A snake, that's right, yep. Oh, what's that? A peacock, right. So this, all different kinds of animals that you can imagine are all here in this picture. So not only did the people come to see the Buddha at his last in his last days, but many different animals came too, and many different people came. And you know what's interesting about this is that these animals and these people didn't always get along. Normally, if you had all these animals together, the tiger would start trying to eat the other animals, right? And the snake might bite some of the people. Maybe there's some poisonous insects. So it's said that when the Buddha passed from this world, all of these creatures gathered around and heard him teach one last sermon. And then after they heard that, all of these creatures and all these people who would usually fight, they all got along and learned to live peacefully. So that's the power of the Buddha's teaching. And people at this very important time, when he was passing from this world, people listened very closely to his teaching. And their hearts turned to become kind and peaceful. That's one of the wonderful benefits of the Buddha's teaching.
まあこの動物とか人間いろいろあるんですけど、みんな仲良しのわけでもないですね、本来。まあトラがいるとトラが本来たくさんの動物がいたら食べようとするんですね。でも釈迦様の最後のところにやってきたら、みんなじゃあ仲良ししよう。釈迦様の教えに聞いて仲良しできた。というのは釈迦様の見教え、生き方ですね。
And that's because the Buddha taught a very simple teaching. He taught that in order to be happy, the way you can find the happiness, most happiness in your life, is to be kind to others.
まあ仏様が教えが簡単ですね。本当の幸せは人と仲良しすること、説かれてたんですね。
So the story leading up to the Buddha's passing is quite interesting. It's said that shortly before, a few months before the Buddha passed, he said to his disciple Ananda, he said something very interesting. He said, you know, Ananda, enlightened Buddhas can live forever. They can live for an entire era. They can live as long as anybody is living. Someone just needs to ask them to do it. Someone just needs to say, please live forever. Hint, hint. Ananda remained silent. Buddha said, you know, Ananda, a Buddha can live forever. I'm a Buddha. I could live forever. But someone needs to ask me to live forever. Ananda didn't say anything. Buddha said the same thing one more time. He said, Ananda, listen carefully. Listen carefully. I could live forever and help many, many people. Someone just needs to ask me to live forever, to remain in this world. And then Ananda remained silent. And so the Buddha said, Ananda, go and do what you will. Okay? So then as time went on, then Mara. Do you remember Mara? We've been talking about Mara from time to time. You remember Mara? Mara is this being in the world. He's described in the Buddha's teachings as a person who lives. He's a being who lives in this world, and his whole purpose is to create confusion. create confusion. Some say that Mara had cast a spell on Ananda to prevent him from asking the Buddha to remain in this world. And so after this conversation, Mara approached the Buddha and he said, "Remember that one time when I came and I met you down by the river and I said to you, you know, you're enlightened. You've accomplished everything you need to do for yourself. Why don't you just pass into parinirvana? Why don't you just end this life in this world, this life of difficulty?" And the Buddha said, "No, no, I need to wait around to help everybody. I need to establish a community of people who hear my teachings, and I need to share this teaching so people can learn to live in harmony with each other and so that people can become enlightened. Until that is done, I will remain in this world." And Mara said, "I remember you said that. I remember you said that. But now I'm back because I realize, I see this community of people. You have many, many enlightened disciples. All these people come and gather and hear your teachings. They don't normally get along, but when they come to hear your teachings, they become peaceful and harmonious. I believe you've accomplished your goal, have you not?" The Buddha said, "Yes, Mara, I have accomplished this goal." So don't worry. In 3 months' time, I'll pass into parinirvana. 3 months' time, I'll pass into parinirvana. I'll pass from this world. And then later on, the Buddha said, "You know, there was this time when Mara came and he tried to get me to pass into parinirvana. That means he tried to get me to leave this world. But I told him I would stick around until my community of disciples was established, until my teaching was flourishing in this world. And now that it's flourishing in this world, the time has come for me to depart." And Ananda said, "No, no, please stay in this world. Please stay longer. Please don't go." The Buddha said, "It's too late. I gave you your chance. I gave you your chance. And you didn't ask. And so now I must depart because all things of this world must come to an end." And so then the Buddha and the disciples were very saddened to hear this. But the Buddha said, "We have to continue on. Time is short. We need to continue our teaching." So he traveled. And then he visited a place in a village, and there was a metal worker by the name of Kunda. And Kunda said, "I'd like to host the Buddha and his disciples." So he prepared a big feast, and he prepared a special dish that was said to be made of a very soft pork. And the Buddha looked at the feast and he said, "This is a wonderful feast. I want you to give all of the other food to my disciples. I am alone going to eat this pork dish." And then he ate the pork. And he said, "Now I want you to bury this in the ground. Whatever was left," he said, "bury this in the ground." He said, "because only a Tathagata can eat this. Only a Buddha can eat this food and be okay." And he wasn't okay, because shortly after he ate that meal, he became very, very sick. He got food poisoning. He was very sick. And so he said, "Well, let's continue on. I'd like to go to a place. I'd like to go to a place called Kushinagara." Kushinagara. So he traveled, and they traveled to this place called Kushinagara. When they got there, the Buddha said, "You know, I'm not feeling well. I'd like to lie down and rest." And so he lied down, and he rested between these trees. Can you see the trees? These are called the Sala trees. The Sala trees. And so it said when the Buddha lay down between these trees, the trees bloomed out of season. They bloomed completely out of season because they were so honored that the Buddha would spend his last days there. So these trees spontaneously bloomed. And then the Buddha gathered his disciples. And he gave one last message. His message was very simple. He said, "Make the Dharma your island. So the world is like an ocean of confusion. Let the Dharma be your island, the place where you go for refuge in this sea of illusion. Make your own life that island. Make your own life the island of truth in this sea of illusion. All things pass away. And then he passed on. で、釈迦様が最後の説法では、この世の中が海のような、迷いの海のようなものです。私の教えをその海の中の島として持ってください。また自分の人生をその正しく生ける島にしてください。すべてのものは無常である。すべてのものはいつか消えていく。And then he passed from this world, and it said that the trees then, half of the trees were so sad that they wilted and turned white. So if you look at the trees, then there are some that have turned white. で、半分の木が悲しくて白くなって枯れていましたね。So this is the wonderful message of the Buddha that we remember today on Nirvana Day.That in the midst of our world of confusion, that we need to take the Buddha's teaching as our island. We need to establish that island in our own lives. It's for me alone, my life, that the Buddha taught this teaching. してこの釈迦様が私のために、私が幸せ、安心で生けるためにこの教えを説かれたということですね。で、私がこの私の今の人生にこういうふうにしないといけないんですね。The Buddha showed us that all of our lives are impermanent, so we must make the most of each day. He showed us that with his own life. みんなすべて人生が永遠に続くんではないので、充実して毎日を大切にするように生きていけるということでございます。So I'll conclude my message here on the occasion of Nirvana Day, once again reading these words of the Buddha. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。And the Blessed One addressed the bhikkhus, saying, Behold now, bhikkhus, I exhort you, all compounded things, all things of this world, are subject to vanish. Strive with earnestness. This was the last word of the Tathagata.
南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿